Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. The Prime Minister says all Australians have a role to play to end the scourge of family and domestic violence. Following this morning's National Cabinet meeting, Anthony Albanese announced a $925 million investment over 5 years to permanently establish the Leaving Violence program. He's also unveiled a suite of measures to combat male extremist views about women online.
This is indeed a national crisis and it's a national challenge. And we're facing this with a spirit of national unity. We recognise that governments need to act, but we also recognise that this is an issue for the whole of society.
Fiona Stanley Hospital staff are calling on the state government to meet their calls for better pay and working conditions. The Health Services Union wants its members to receive a 12% rise over 2 years. Members of the United Workers Union will also take part in this afternoon's meeting. The search for a 21-year-old man missing in the Kimberley is now in its fifth day. Zane Stevens hasn't been seen or heard from since last Friday night. His Toyota Land Cruiser became bogged about 30 k's north of Broome. It's understood he walked away to find help. Another company has been hit by a data breach. Qantas says it's investigating reports of an issue impacting its APP this morning. Some of the airline's customers say they've been able to access full booking details of strangers, including their boarding passes, points, and can even make a flight under their name or cancel one. And for the ninth time, Donald Trump has been fined for breaching a gag order in his New York trial.